On the line with us this morning, Jim Heaney of InvestigativePost.org. Good morning to you, sir.
How are you doing today, Jay?
I am doing fine and interested to read your article and see it on WGRZ-TV regarding health insurance for board members at OTB. Now, I get health insurance here at my workplace. You are a small business runner. You know all about health insurance, I'm sure. How does the health insurance provided to these board members stack up against most people's?
Well, I shared the plan with an expert in the field who deals with this daily, and he told me it's the best plan money can buy. You can't do any better than, you know, for example, a generic drug copay is $5.
Mm.
Routine doctor visits, $15. Routine dental work, no copay at all. It's something that everybody would love to have, and very, very few people do.
Let's talk about the board members for OTB. What is their job requirement? What's involved with what they have to do?
Well, they're required to attend. They have 2 days a month that they meet in Batavia, and that's the minimum requirement. The folks at OTB tell me that Some are engaged more than others.
And overall, is there a value put on the amount of insurance that is being issued to these individuals?
Yeah, OTB is self-insured, so there's not premiums per se, but the value of the plans for there's 17 board members, 13 receive this coverage, and the collective value is about $230,000. A year. I should note that it's just not gold-plated health insurance. Members are also entitled to dental and vision.
Hmm.
And it's all unlike employees who work at OTB. It's also it comes free of charge to board members, totally free. So you've got very expensive coverage at no charge at all. The board members.
Is there or are there any legal problems associated with this particular benefit?
It would appear so. Another OTB in Long Island asked the state attorney general for an opinion back in 2008 as to whether or not they could offer health insurance to their board members, and the AG gave an opinion that concluded that OTBs, based on the law that created the OTBs and other applicable laws, OTBs are not allowed to provide health insurance to board members. So this now Henry Wotozak, the president and CEO of the Western New York OTB, initially said he was unaware of this ruling when I brought it to his attention. He later came back and said, "Oh no, that doesn't apply to us." But they are going to go ahead and ask the AG for an opinion specific to Western New York. But Jay, my reading of the opinion, it spoke in generalities as to what OTBs can do or not do when it comes to health insurance. So I'd be surprised if the AG comes back and gives the local OTB a green light to continue this practice.
So your investigative work here may be bringing about a policy change here for a local agency. Jim, final question. I always find this particularly interesting, but maybe this is sometimes going a little too inside, but talk a little bit about the background work that goes into uncovering this type of situation.
Well, you know, it began with a series of requests to the OTB, which is a public entity, a request for information filed under the Freedom of Information Law. I will give the OTB credit for being cooperative. It's kind of sad that you have to point out when government doesn't stonewall you. but this was a refreshing case in dealing with Henry Wotozak, where they provided the information in a reasonable period of time. They answered questions. They agreed to interviews. So it was a matter of just getting the information, digesting it, interviewing. There were a lot of follow-ups. For example, we had to contact all the other OTBs in the state to see what they were doing with health insurance. It was a matter of contacting other state agencies about, you know, legal opinions and whatnot. So it's just old, you know, good old fashioned reporting. There's no magic to it. You just put your nose to the grindstone and get it done.
And it's a lot of work, and it's not always easy work, and sometimes it leads to dead ends. But in this particular case, most certainly some success in that regard. Jim Heaney of InvestigativePost.org, as always, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.